Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're on there. Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another segment of Moses, what does he do? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been embarking upon the Rule Woman Project. And for those of you who have missed it this week, you know it's our Kick It Up Day. And we've got people in the audience that are here to help us kick it up. So get ready and get your dancing shoes on, because it's on today. We'd like to welcome you and let you know that gardening is what it's all about. Not just ordinary gardening, but organic gardening. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to deviate a little bit from the topic today because we have guests in the audience who are anxious to speak with you. And we have been talking about our computer love. And that's a topic on our segment because we cannot function in society without our technology. I'm a slave to technology. It owns me. I couldn't do this show without my technology. So I have to stay tapped in and tuned in to those experts who are involved with computer love. So today we decided to bring on two experts that are technical geeks and who are out there really doing it for women, and they're promoting the high technology of your voiceover phone, also on your dealing with your cable TV, and also voiceover for computers as well. And check this out. They also want to give you a different vendor to look at your energy. That's right. And for those of you who are business owners who are looking for business products, they sell those as well. So they're going to talk about the promotion that's going on. And we have allotted airtime for them because we want them to get that promotion out there. Now, our phone lines are going to be open, and we are going to open up our chat room. So you can come right into the chat room and begin chatting and get ready to jot down that phone number and lock it in. 646-478-0270. Our chat room is officially open, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to come in. Today is Friday, and I have a lot of people that are scheduled to be my friends. And if you don't want me to stop being your friend, you better come in and listen only sometime. Now, I'm always running out to listen to all the shows, but I'm inviting you today. So for those little G's who are looking for somewhere to hang out and talk about computer love and technology, today is the day to come into my room. We will be featuring the project for the Rule Woman. We're also going to talk about how to keep your small business money and what is necessary for you to create a business. And what about home cottage business? Should you get involved with multi-level marketing, MLM, or should you work for yourself on a contract, or can you create your own downline? We're going to talk about that. Doing business for yourself in the area of farming will allow you to be eco entrepreneur. We want you to have all the technology in place when you start working for yourself. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right at you in the air, talking with our guests and the audience, and we will be able to introduce them shortly. Okay? Everyone, as I indicated to you, we do have guests in the wing. I'd like to introduce Natasha Lathans, and she's here visiting us from Gary, Indiana, a local. And then I have Mrs. LaWanda Simpson, a longtime friend and a professional woman. I've watched her through every ounce of her career as she's blossomed into the beautiful woman that I know her to be. She is now an entrepreneur and works for herself. And I told her that we're talking about rural women and in business for themselves. She wants to show us how we can better our business and how we can upgrade ourselves. And ever since I've known Mrs. Simpson, she's been a high tech and a geek. And at one time, she was instrumental in assisting and typing and doing work in our establishment. So I am so pleased and proud of her that she's advanced herself to a sole proprietor and an independent woman. And she's brought along with her one of her constituents, Mrs. Lathan, who will also grace her stage. And without any further ado, we're going to stand and do our prayer and give acknowledgement to our higher selves. And as you know, as always, we acknowledge our mother and our father, and we're going to acknowledge our mother and our father by standing and doing a prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to acknowledge you. And we come before you today acknowledging our higher selves, our mothers and our fathers, and we know that they're very instrumental in our lives, and without our mothers and fathers, we could not be where we are. We have to understand that our ancestors have not gone. They've just crossed over, and we acknowledge them. And Father, as we light the candle to light the way of our mother, we say, Ashe. Can everyone say, Ashe?
Ashe.
And we acknowledge our Father, and we say Ashe, and we also acknowledge our higher selves and our Creator. We say Ashe to God, and we say thank you, Lord, for opening every door for us, providing for us so that we can do the work of a servant. And we say to God be the glory. Thank you very much. Now, without any further ado, I am going to introduce you to Ms. LaWanda Simpson. She is an executive. And she is on board with a corporation that allows her to work independent for herself. And the many products that she sells are the products that we need, like I said earlier, energy products, as well as products for our voiceover on our phone and our cable and satellite. So those are the areas that we're going to be talking about. And if you have need of any of those services, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to call in. Call in right now at 646-478-0270. Now, we're going to alert and tweet all of our listeners that are out there on the Twitters and Facebook. You can come on in now. You can get off the fence and come on in. We do have guests in the audience. We'd like to invite you to be a part of it. Our chat room is open. Come on in, and we will be accepting co-host for our chat room. So if you would like to be a co-host, you could come right in and become a co-host in our chat room. Now, yesterday they kept putting us in the big chat room. What are they doing that for? I don't know. We're just trying to do the little guy. All right, it's open officially. Now, I'm going to put Mrs. Simpson on the phone and then Mrs. Lathan, and I'm going to introduce Mrs. Simpson, long-time professional woman. And for those of you who are putting on your rural hat, put your rural hats on now because we're entertaining business women so we can learn how to build our business in the industry of rural women. Stay tuned. And the next voice you will hear is Mrs. Simpson, LaWanda Simpson from Gary, Indiana. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be on this call, on this webinar today. I thank Mrs. Garth for inviting me. Just briefly, I wanted to tell you all about the business opportunity of a lifetime. There are a few opportunities that provide a full-time income potential while working on a part-time basis. So we just enable thousands of people across the country to dream again because they're earning a living that they never thought possible. It's unique, and the opportunity is to earn money month after month on products and services that your customers are going to use anyway on a regular basis for months and months. So all we do is just show them how to get the services at a discount through you. So if you're interested on how to plug in on this business opportunity, you can always give me a call. My phone number is 219-545-6074. Or you can send me an email at Wanda, the number 4, and Bratz, B-R-A-T-S, at yahoo.com. And use the subject line of business opportunity, and I will definitely give you a call back and show you how to plug into this opportunity. Thank you.
Now, Mrs. LaWanda, thank you so very much for that introduction. Mrs. LaWanda, what type of programs would benefit a woman that would be a rural woman who might be in a rural area working in the capacity of an organic gardener? What kind of services do you think she would need?
I believe she would need services that will allow her to function as a mother in a busy environment where she can be able to take care of the kids and still be able to function at home without worrying about money as an issue. She would need up-to-date technology. She will be able to keep up with the children and phone technology. All of our children have cell phones nowadays, so even the 7-year-olds and the 8-year-olds, because our world is just dangerous now. We need to be able to keep up with our children. So she would need to be able to tap in to technologies that allow her to have communication with the schools and children on a regular basis.
And Mrs. LaWanda, I understand that you also have a data machine where in case she wants to accept credit cards, she can utilize that machine that will actually give her access to the major credit cards. Can you tell us a little bit about that piece of material and equipment that you sell with the credit cards where she can accept credit cards?
Well, it's just a wide variety of products. The regular merchant service products where you can be able to use a credit card machine. Basically what it is.
Well, thank you so much for that. Now, I'm going to introduce you to Mrs. Lathan, and Mrs. Lathan is one of the brand new entrepreneurs that has come on board where she, too, has decided to work independently for herself. I'm going to have her come on board, tell you a little bit about what she's doing in her new profession as a woman that's independently working for herself. Hold on.
Hello, thank you. My name is Ms. Lathan. I'm glad to be on today's show. Learn how to recession-proof your future with an amazing opportunity, and don't get left out of the profits of today's next wealth trend. And I'm very glad to be a very independent businesswoman, and I am so glad that I've taken advantage of this opportunity, and I advise that everyone try and take advantage of this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lathan. Mrs. Lathan is fairly new and just getting on board and everything, but I also want to say that because women start businesses and they don't have proper documentation and they don't have proper support, this is a support system that's not only helping women, but they're running a promotion this month, and I want all of us to be able to take advantage of it. I'm going to bring Ms. LaWanda back on to talk about the promotion.